We're going to Egypt now, south of Cairo, to the city of Asyut. There, a group of hardline Islamists is trying to deliver services that the government can no longer provide. The group recently stunned the community when it promised to handle security during a strike by police. The next day, policemen returned to work. And the Islamists say they will step in elsewhere when the government fails to provide vital services. What's happening, say analysts, is a microcosm of a bigger problem, the deterioration of the Egyptian state. NPR's Leila Fadel traveled to Asyut and sent this report.
Outside the red and cream-striped mosque where Jamaa al-Islamiyah's leadership preaches in this city of about 3 million, Muhammad Ali Ibrahim directs the snarled traffic. The police don't do their jobs, Ibrahim says, so I will do the work for them. In this lush Nile Valley city, the police went on strike earlier this month, along with thousands of other cops across the country. They demanded the ouster of the Minister of Interior and more guns and equipment to deal with anti-government protests. In the 1990s, Jamaa al-Islamiyah waged a bloody insurgency against the government that included some horrific attacks on foreign tourists. But the group renounced violence in the early 2000s. Now, Jamaa al-Islamiyah is telling Asyut residents that it is ready to protect this mixed Christian and Muslim city. Asyut is at the heart of Jamaa al-Islamiyah's influence in this region. Sha'ban Ali Ibrahim is one of Jamaa al-Islamiyah's leading sheikhs in Asyut.
We found that the situation was dangerous. So, after Friday prayers, we decided that if the police do not return, we will be forced to secure the city ourselves.
The next day, the police were back on the job. But still, the Islamists say they're ready to deliver security and other services the government cannot provide. In Asyut, the group's popular committees even have uniforms, yellow vests with the word order on the back. After our interview with Ibrahim, an elderly man walks into the office on the side of the mosque with his medical records. He was told he could get help to pay his bills from Jamaa al-Islamiyah. Others, the sheikh says, also turn to them for help instead of the local government. When a child is kidnapped, when thugs attack, when a family needs help. Outside the mosque, another sheikh, Tariq Bader, gets a call on his cell phone. A woman is panicked. Her brother is on drugs. He's out of control and she's afraid. She called the police, but she says they wouldn't come. The sheikh hangs up and says he will have to go with others from the group to try to subdue the man. He says he can't rely on the police. The chief of security is angry with us, he says, because Jamaa al-Islamiyah embarrassed the force by showing that it is more capable of controlling the streets than the police. As crime rises across the country amid continuing anti-government protests and a worsening economy, the Egyptian state seems unable to provide many basic services or police the streets. So vigilante justice is growing. Two thieves who tried to steal a motorized rickshaw north of Cairo earlier this month weren't turned into the police. Instead, a mob of people beat them and strung them up at a bus station by their feet. The two men died. Later, a suspected car thief was beaten to death. Samah Shahata is an Egypt expert at Georgetown University.
There has been a deterioration in policing and control in Egypt across the board.
The trend is alarming, Shahata says, and Jamaa al-Islamiyah offering to fill the security vacuum in Asyut is a prime example of why.
I certainly don't want a group like this with what I consider peculiar and extremist views to be in charge of law and order. Right? I mean, I don't want them or some low-level person in the organization to administer justice on a street corner based on what they consider to be right and wrong.
It hasn't come to that yet, but the large Christian community in Asyut is certainly alarmed by the prospect, as are others. At one of the main police stations in Asyut, the police are back and working. Some say they came back because they were scared that the Islamists of Jamaa al-Islamiyah would take control. Lieutenant Sami Thawrat, dressed in his green uniform, sits inside the station. I cannot allow them to form a parallel police force that could turn against me one day, he says. Ordinary people do not support what they are doing. But many shop owners in downtown Asyut say, without a fully functional police force, they need someone to provide security. If it isn't the state, then it will be Gema Islamia or someone else. Leila Fadel, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.